You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Nightlife with Pete Schwabo. Great to have you with me on this Christmas Eve of weekdays, also known as Thursday. Very exciting. Our question of the night is, what celebrity commercials do you dislike the most? And I have to say, I agree with every text we've gotten so far. Just awful. So let us know. Be part of the show. Great to hear from you guys. Find us. Get a hold of us any way you can. Stream, Pony Express, whatever. We'll read your text on the radio. I'm very excited because, Conrad, as you know, this is Thursday, and it is the popcorn pick of the week. And two guys have decided to join me to give. We're getting two for the price of one, which is what Madison area listeners get every morning when they listen to these two guys on the radio. They are the hosts of the WMDX Morning Show in Madison here on Civic Media. And they are here to give us their popcorn pick of the week. John Peterson and Gordy Young, a.k.a. John and Gordy. Great to have you guys.
Yeah, it's great to be here, finally.
Hey, Pete.
Hey.
Great to be here.
Get together for a long time, right?
That's right.
So here we are.
If we have to do it on the radio, that's what we do.
I know.
Well, are you guys both at, it looks like you're just at your home. I always picture you guys at the studio hanging out, even when you're not on the air.
No.
Like, that's just your life.
We like to spend as little time with each other as possible. We're paid to stay together for 2 hours a day. That's it.
I don't believe that.
That's in our deal.
He's very strict on that. But two for the price of one. I didn't come up with that. I feel like we could now. So
yeah.
Right?
Listen.
Right, Gordy?
And that's the way they pay us, too. Two for the price of one. So that's radio. You know, what are you going
to
do?
Conrad, cut that out. We don't need to get them in trouble.
That's the downside.
You guys are awesome. I'm such a huge fan. You've been great to me since I started here, and I just think you're both terrific. So I'm thrilled that you're both doing this. I also want to say your popcorn pick of the week can be something you saw last week or when you were a kid. You use your whole life as a reference point when you pick your movies. You probably already picked them, and that's fine.
Right.
But I'm just letting you guys know that. So I also want to say I'm not a snitch. But I saw Sam, your hardworking producer, the second year in a row at the Wisconsin Film Festival. And damn, that guy can party.
we've heard, yeah.
Listen,
he sleeps in the studio sometimes.
Yeah, we trained him well.
I admire that he goes all out and he parties till he is asked to leave. And usually for good reasons. So it was great running into Sam. He's such a great guy.
Yeah, he's a projectionist, you know.
Yeah.
And so he's very, very busy when the film festival time rolls around.
Was today the last day for the festival? I think he had to leave early.
Today, you know, 9:30 in the morning movie he had to show.
What? Wow.
Yes, I don't know what it was though.
Listen, I don't want to start anything. He and Conrad don't get along at all. There's some kind of weird, I think there was a leg wrestle years ago and it went awry, but we need to.
Those are dangerous.
They are dangerous. That's right.
Have you ever seen Sam's vehicle of choice? Do you know about
this? No, I have not.
His Volkswagen. He has a Volkswagen, 1974 Volkswagen Bug. It's all beat up. It's all crumpled up. It's got different colors on it, different fenders, nothing matches on it. And
I think he painted a blue Mini on one of the doors, didn't he?
Yeah, blue Mini from Yellow Submarine. And
it's got
weird decals, and it's really something. We're going to take it out this summer as our John and Gordy vehicle if we go to any events.
Well, if the engine lasts that long.
Well, it's lasted this long. I mean, that would be terrible luck.
He's had different engines. He's put this thing together a couple of times since he's been with us.
He almost killed himself. He put the engine up on a like a card table
or between
two card tables to work on it underneath, and then he got his finger caught.
Oh no!
in something and tried to pull it down, and then the engine was teetering. He barely escaped with his life. Yeah. So. He loves that car.
I like him even more now. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
You know, Gordy and I have a long history in the cinema. I didn't know, I don't know if you know this, Peter, but we had the Big Sky Theater outdoor movie drama that we had each and every Friday night, right? It was Friday night.
It was a TV show on Fox 47 in Madison. It was late at night, around 11 or midnight, and we did the interstitials. You know, we did the little breaks, commercial breaks, and we did little skits and everything, and that was a lot of fun.
We played two guys taking care of the concession stand, and I had this thing about the sporks, and I wanted people to return the damn things, you know, if they, you know.
A running gag.
A lot of money, you know. Yeah, but it was fun doing that.
That is hilarious. I love that.
We had special guests. We had, you know, local celebrities of the day in Madison that would stop by during the show. It was a good time.
I think it's time to bring that back. That sounds hilarious.
I kind of miss doing that.
John is really the film buff, by the way. I'm a very casual moviegoer. I don't really see a whole lot of movies, but I'm happy to offer my choice.
Okay. I think I kind of knew
really
that, actually.
The movie critic. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just so you know.
So
now the pressure's on me.
You got to pick something good, John.
Yeah, I know.
This is fun. So, all right. Knowing that, let's talk about what do you guys eat? Like when you go to the movies or when you watch them at home, what is your favorite movie snack? Let's start with Gordy.
Oh God. Movie snack. Well, when I go to, you know, I only go to a few movies a year, but when I go, and if I want a snack, I go with the, I think they make them still, the Buncha Crunch, the Nestle's Buncha Crunch.
Oh yeah. Those are great.
I like chocolate, you know, and I like the crunch. So that would be my choice.
Nice.
John, what do you got?
I'm kind of a traditional. I like popcorn, lots of butter, lots of salt.
Awesome.
And you know, the fact is now they, you know, give you beer and all these foods that you can take back to your seat now at the Marcus Theaters usually.
Right.
So it's kind of nice. So every once in a while I get a beer, but you know, by the end of the movie, you know, you're really struggling to hold it in. That tendency to run right through, you know, beer is.
I like the movie popcorn, but sometimes like when there's the butter on it, which makes it good, your fingers get all crazy. And even when you use a napkin, you still have like this, it's like a residue that lasts like the better part of a week, it seems like. Yeah. But I do it.
You know, I don't mind the fact that you can bring food now into the theaters, but I actually got about four free passes one time because I sat on somebody's nacho dips that they left in the seat, and it was dark, you know, and I didn't see it, and I sat right in it, you know, and then they gave me four free tickets.
That's just
that's my story. That's why I left cinema so much.
That is a miserable time at the movies. Was it almost over, or did it just start and you had to sit there?
That was right at the beginning.
Oh, yeah. That's terrible. The four passes, though, I like that. I like when movies, when you guys are at home watching films, is it different? Do you cook something? Like, I like to make food when I binge watch something or when I watch a movie at home. Like, I like to go outside the box a little bit and get eat stuff at home that I can't get at the theaters. What about you guys?
Yeah, that's kind of fun to do every once in a while. You know, I've got a dog. I've got a 2-year-old border collie that wants to eat everything I'm eating. So we have stopped having foods like that. Even popcorn drives me crazy. She wants to eat all my popcorn. So, you know, that's about it for me.
As far as I'm concerned, just a bag of chips, I'm good to go. Chips and a soda. That's
what kind of chips?
Nothing. You know, I like to vary it up. I'm trying to find the healthiest chips, and there's some Tostitas or something like that that are really healthy, but they're really hard to find.
Wait, Tostitos are really healthy?
Well, there's one. They have one brand of you know, how they have different flavors. This one is multigrain, and it's got I don't know, some other good stuff in it, but I can't find it anywhere.
Well, they've got chips that are I guess fried in avocado oil.
Oh yeah, those are
really,
great.
Really healthy.
Yeah. My wife will say that. She'll go, well, why don't we just have sandwiches for dinner, but on your way home, pick up a fun chip.
Yeah.
Like, what's a fun chip? Chips like, you know.
Well, I'm the snack guy in my family. You know, way back in the old days in the movie theaters, they had like three or four movies. You know, that was what you went in for, three or four marathon movies. So I always bought at that time slow pokes. I don't know if they have slow pokes anymore. Have you seen anything like that at the concession?
Haven't seen them for decades.
No, that's like a milk dud on a stick, right? It's similar to like
What it is. Yeah.
I think if they had marketed it that way, they would have done better and maybe still been in business. But hey, guys, can we? Yeah. John Peterson and Gordy Young are here, also known as John and Gordy from the WMDX Morning Show here on Civic Media in Madison. We've got a phone call, and I think this is pertains to our conversation. Do you mind if we take a quick call here?
Sure.
All right. Let's. Who do we have?
Brian from Milwaukee.
Brian from Milwaukee. How you doing tonight, buddy?
Hey, good. Yeah, when I heard you guys talk about everything you feed your dogs and how they want to eat just everything, we had a black lab coonhound mix. His name was Boomer, and he loved bananas. And it was crazy because we couldn't call it banana anymore because he knew what that was. So then we started calling it manna, and he knew what that was. And then it came to the point where he could be at the end of the hall on my parents' bed. I'd be in the kitchen, grab a banana, and as soon as it popped the end of that banana, he hears that, and here he comes drooling, and he'll sit down right next to me like, oh, you got banana? Like, dude, he loved his bananas.
I know. You're incredible. I mean, dogs have the big round eyes, you know, and you just can't resist, and you have to give them something.
No, you can't.
You can't even eat like a banana nut muffin, probably. It sounds like your dog is just totally onto you, Brian.
Yeah, really. He's figured you out.
Brian, that's awesome. Well, thank you.
They love popcorn, too. Like when I pop microwave popcorn, they're like, oh, someone's making popcorn. It's like,
Sounds like Boomer. Boomer's a great way to keep the weight off because you just have to give up food altogether.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Have a good night.
Thank you, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Your own diet plan out there.
That's right, Boomer's diet. All right, I think we're at that point. Conrad, what do you think? Are we ready to get the pick from these guys? I know they have great movies. Their popcorn pick of the week is about to happen, ladies and gentlemen. Conrad, if you please. John Peterson, Gordy Young from the WMDX Morning Show in Madison are about to make the popcorn pick of the week. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first only because I recommend movies all the time to everybody. I recommend movies to Gordy and Sam, and they don't want to see them. They never remember the names of the movies that I give them to see, like, you know, Darby O'Gill and the Little People, or maybe Metropolis, you know, the latest version of that.
Yeah.
But they haven't seen those, so I'm trying to get them to see it. Okay, my pick, and this will change constantly, you know, your favorite picks, just whatever comes to mind, right?
Yeah.
But one of the movies that really shocked and stunned me was Speed Racer.
Oh, wow.
The actual movie Speed Racer 2008, live action, as you know.
Yeah. Emil Hirsch? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was probably one of the most colorful, nicely, sweetly produced movies I have ever seen. I've never seen transitions from scene scene done like that ever. And it is so colorful and so perfect. My Gen Z sons love the movie. It's a classic. It is. It had so much bad publicity when it came out. No one went to see it.
You know what? So is Disney's Snow White that just came out. And everybody I know that's seen it loved it. So I don't understand it. My son loves Speed Racer too, and he was like 7 years old when it came out. I think Conrad likes it. That's a great pick.
Yeah. It's
I was
a
not
great
expecting
movie.
That, John. Really
yeah.
All right. Fantastic. Gordy Young, you are up, my friend. What is your popcorn pick of the week?
See, now the pressure's on. John is, you know, he's Mr. Movie, really. He knows all these movies. He's seen them all. I'm very pedestrian in my choices. I had a list. I had it down to five different movies.
Oh, wow.
Because I really couldn't figure. But the one that sticks with me, that if it comes on TV, I'm going to sit down and watch it. There's actually two like that, but Shawshank Redemption. Mm-hmm. I know everybody says that, right? That's pretty popular.
It's a great movie, yeah.
Yeah, and then the other one is Goodfellas. I'm not really a blood and gore kind of movie goer, but I love the mob movies, especially Goodfellas and anything in that genre. But Goodfellas, I always watch with De Niro and Ray Liotta and Pesci.
Way too nervous. Wait, Pesci made me way too nervous. I didn't know what he was going to do next.
You never know when he's going to go off on somebody.
Yeah, right. Right. Well, he was way too intense.
All right, yeah. John and Gordy are here from the WMDX Morning Show. We'll have a few minutes left with these guys when we come back, and we'll break down these picks. They were fantastic. This is Pete Schwab at Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. And put you in me. Since I met this little woman, I feel it's happened to me.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Here's a great one, and I can't believe I didn't mention this at the beginning of the show. Our question tonight, folks, is what celebrity commercial drives you the most crazy? What do you dislike the most? I said the T-Mobile guys from Scrubs. Bridget from the 818 says, anything Ryan Reynolds is in. I am tired of his shtick. I could not agree more.
Yeah, I'm with her on
enough,
that.
Enough. Yeah, with the mint. Yeah. And just stop. That you guy's
know,
so annoying.
I know his act. I know what he's into. You know, he talks fast. He's very
right.
Sarcastic. Okay, you know, stop bringing it to the commercial screen. I don't want to see it there. Just leave it in the movies.
Totally agree. He thinks he's real cute, you know, the way he talks. Yeah. And I just, I think the three of us should give him a beating. I don't want to advocate violence, but right. let's you guys already have a partnership, but let's be a trio and go around and beat people up. Yeah, I think that could be fun.
Time he's in town, we'll start.
This is good too on the stream. PJ says, my go-to is Popcorners are a brand of American corn chips. Conrad gave them the thumbs up.
Those are great
those
chips.
Those are really good.
Really?
Those are good.
Yeah. Owned by PepsiCo that are popped like popcorn. I think I'm going to make a pit stop on the way home.
Yeah, popcorn. They're triangles. And the good thing about them is they chose not to put garlic and onion seasoning on them. You know, I am so done with onion and garlic seasoning on everything. Stop it. You know, I just want the real flavor of jalapeno or whatever it is, lime. You know, that's my big complaint.
Folks, you are seeing a side of John Peterson you might not be used to seeing, at least not on Nightlight anyway. That's awesome, John. When you guys are at a movie, what do you do? Do you tell people, like if people are quiet, here's my issue. It's either kids being jerks and talking loud, and I'll shush them, but it's equally as annoying are the old people who think they're in their living room. Now, who's that actor? Oh, he was in that other movie with The Thing. It's like, come on. You know, do you guys shush people or do you just kind of try to get through it?
I get through it. Okay. And in fact, I'm probably the one that everybody hates who talks during a movie. Because I'm telling my sons, well, you know, I'm referencing an older movie and I'm telling them, you know, that I like this or I like that, or the actor is forcing it or he's overacting, or does he actually, you know, think he believes this? I'm making comments all the way through very, very quietly, but maybe not. I don't know. You know, I have that radio voice.
Right.
That carries, so I'm not quite sure.
Right. I give them one shh kind of, but I don't look at them.
Okay.
I'll do maybe once or twice. If that doesn't work, I get up and move.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
I don't
good.
Care
yeah.
if it's in the middle of the movie. I'll go find another seat.
See, I do the opposite. Yeah. I'll give the look, but I think that the anonymous shush is smarter because if they are packing, they don't know who to shoot, right? When you're in the movie theater. So I think that's probably more
smart. Great idea, actually.
You guys, this is fun. Who do you have coming up tomorrow on the show?
Well, every Friday we have our friend Rocker, who does a matching preview. The show is on the Civic Media Network on the weekends, Saturday night, and a replay on Sunday. So we always talk to Rocker and get a little preview, kind of like you talked to Terry Barr, Bar Night Friday.
Bar Band Friday night,
Bar Band Friday.
Take a half hour, play Wisconsin music. That's
all
about.
Fantastic. Wow.
Yeah.
You guys talk about a lot of different stuff. You do politics sometimes, you do entertainment, and you got Rocker coming out. What gets you the most excited? You've been doing this for a while. What do you get excited to talk about on your show the most?
We never get excited, Pete. We're too old to get excited.
It's a lot of honesty coming from these guys.
You know, we just move on. We just got a big pile of papers and we go through them.
I kind of get excited about tech. You know, I like the new tech that comes out.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, it's always something new, like, you know, the new EVs that are coming out. China has these incredible EV vehicles now that are actually more popular than Teslas. The most popular EV vehicle in the world right now. And they have, it sells for like $15,000 an EV. And
oh, wow.
Yeah, and it's got like 300 miles, per charge. It's just an incredibly high-tech interior of the car. So
John likes a lot of tech, and he spends most of his free time at Costco, wandering around aimlessly and looking for the next big, great buy. He's lifelong Costco member.
Right, you know, I was listening to Mike Mercury talking about going up to, Bay Peninsula?
Oh, yeah, Bay Mills Casino, Mike's so great.
There's nothing up there. There's nothing up there. And if there's no Woodman's and if there's no Costco, I'm not there.
You want no part of it. No. I got to share this text with you guys, too. I totally forgot about this. Anna from Madison says, Pete, did you know John and Gordy are nominated for the Best of Madison radio team?
Oh, yeah.
That's exciting. Yeah.
We've heard that rumor, and we're trying to substantiate it. We're not really sure. We're already asking for a recount.
I'm pretty confident we don't know. We have that. We're in the running.
That's all you want, right? You just want to be in the conversation,
that's it. I can't believe it. They have like three selections, first, third, second, and third place. Okay?
Oh, wow.
Now they have like seven people they have to choose from. Seven? Why not just have three to pick from?
I hope you guys win.
I can't find anything.
You guys are
last year we took third place in the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association Best Morning Show, and but we didn't get nominated in that this year. But Best of Madison, if that happens, we're all in.
Yeah. We're both Best of Madison winners in the past.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
I won in 1994, and for Best TV Personality when I was doing TV Weather. And John, when did you win?
I won in 92, and it was a two-partner radio team.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Man, that's fantastic. So
neither of us have won anything since then. So
nobody that listens to you guys would be surprised. And I say bring back the interstitial thing with the sport. Wear a skort to host the show and welcome back to sport. You guys are awesome. Thank you so much for your time tonight. And
thanks, Pete. We want to get you on our show sometime when you can get up early.
Anytime. I'll get up at 5 a.m. for you guys. I'll do a Rocky. I'll drink raw eggs and we'll come on the air and have a great time.
Wonderful.
All right, have a great night. Thanks so much. Right. That's John Peterson and Gordy Young. Check out the John and Gordy Show on WMDX in Madison every morning. Such a phenomenal show and two great guys. Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, brother, brother.
Welcome back to Nightlight. I am Pete Schwab, your host for this evening's program. Steady Eddie checks in with a text that says, Pete, for me, Field of Dreams was just a little corny and just a bit outside. Major League, starring Bob Uecker, was hilarious and right down Wisconsin Avenue. Good point, Steady Eddie. He says, and though I haven't seen it yet, I understand just a bit outside is a grand salami home run. That's all I got for Nightlight tonight, Pete. So it's time for me to get up and get out of here. Gone for Steady Eddie. Is that what Uecker used to say?
Yeah.
Mike, does that sound familiar?
Yes, indeed. And now that Steady Eddie mentioned it, Field of Dreams, that's my favorite baseball movie ever.
There you go.
Steady Eddie.
Yeah. Steady Eddie is a resourceful guy and very helpful. Did you see The Sandlot, Mike? That was mine.
Adam Sandler? Maybe. Yeah, maybe. David Spade? Yeah.
No.
Like a bunch of kids? Huh? No, that's some other baseball movie?
That's some other baseball movie you're thinking of.
Okay, I don't know.
All right, so Tony the trucker thought he got mixed or he got confused or sent the wrong thing. He says, tell Mike my mistake. It was Rusty's where he tended bar. Kelly's was the local hamburger joint. So do you remember Rusty's?
Yeah, I worked at Rusty's. That's why I DJed at Rusty's, and now that it's all coming together, I remember Tony. He was a big, handsome, strong hunk of a man.
Wow!
And even if he wasn't, who could be upset by that description?
Very well said. And thank you, Tony. On the stream, Dave says Field of Dreams for me. Then he said Hot Mic. You know, Dave, I think to me, I like when people can kind of hear during the break the goings on of the ambience at the radio station. And that's what I'll say, even though we probably just forgot to hit a switch or something. Mike Mercury is here, ladies and gentlemen. He is a Madison-based stand-up comedian, very funny guy, and a great writer, too. You sounded like you had a lot you wanted to get to, Mike. And you said I should just ask you what's up. Oh, I can't hear you now, Mike. Mike's got the floor and I can't hear him. Is your mic off?
Yeah, I think he accidentally muted his mic.
I want to call him Ryan Gosling because he has Ryan Gosling on his. You took something out of your ear and then we missed you, Mike. Maybe the earbuds. Wouldn't be the earbuds though, would it?
I think he accidentally muted himself.
So, Mike, Conrad thinks you muted yourself. That sounds obscene.
I see it.
There you go.
I don't know how that happened. My apologies.
Oh, that's all right.
I am technologically advanced, so I don't know how that happened.
It was just fun to see the name Ryan Gosling while you were searching for the the on button for your mic. So what is going on? You got something on your mind tonight. It sounds like you're here on the perfect night.
Yeah, nothing. I don't have anything specific. I've been busy. It's a busy time of year.
Oh, great.
By the way, I'm going to throw in a plug. I'm heading up your way. I'll be driving through Marinette on Thursday, but I'll be in Friday night. I'll be at Bay Mills Casino way out in the UP. It's an easy 4-hour drive from Green Bay. So come on over.
What?
Yeah, that's right. It's
4 hours.
Yeah, 4 hours. So it's no big deal. Just come on over. It's a show. It's Eastern time zone. So you got to leave an hour early. Yeah.
Where? What city in the UP is that in? Is that like Marquette?
It's not a city. It's on a Native American reservation, if I'm not mistaken, on the bay of it's Lake Superior, and there's a bay that comes off of that. Maybe it's called Mills because the town, the little village is Bay Mills, and it's a casino, and they have gambling and alcohol and all the things that people up there love.
Yeah.
And they love to do.
And comedy.
And before you go there, you stop at the weed store, and then you can get high and drunk and gamble all at once because that's what voters want.
Or just go in there and empty your pockets out and leave and save yourself the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when is that, Mike? That's exciting. When is
that? This Friday night, wow. April, whatever that day is. April, I don't know, 10th, so 11th, be, 12th,
probably
something.
The 9th or 10th. I think it's the 10th.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to that. So I've been getting, in fact, I was doing some planning today, and I thought maybe today I should go to the gym. And then I was like, I am in no shape to go to the gym. I would have to get into shape just to go to the gym. So I did not go to the gym. Instead, you know what I did? Because the Girl Scouts came around, we still get people coming to our house and there's, you know, it's Girl Scout cookie time. So I ate Girl Scout cookies and they're delicious as ever. They seem to have been victimized by the shrinkflation of the mint cookies are now roughly the size of a quarter, but the good news is, you know, one serving size is approximately one box. So you could just eat. Yeah. It doesn't matter. You just eat them.
It's like a sleeve of cookies is one serving size.
Yeah. I think that's about right. And I don't normally eat a whole sleeve of cookies. I'm trying to be healthy. And I watch, you know, I'm not the most well-informed guy, but I've been watching. I get a lot of my information from commercials. That's where I get a lot of my information. And I've been seeing this Jardiance commercial over and over. Have you seen the Jardiance commercial?
No.
They have. Yeah, it's a medication for, I think it's for diabetes, if I'm not mistaken. And they have very high-tech, big production commercials. It's got a whole cast of big people that are happy, and they dance and they sing along, and they have their own song, and they look so damn happy it looks like so much fun. Every time I see one, I'm like, God damn it, I wish I had type 2 diabetes. I really, because that is, I can't believe how much fun they're having. And so I'm working on that. So I'm going to get another box of Girl Scout cookies and see if I can get some Jardian.
Some traction. That's the funny part is like, I feel that way with insurance commercials. Like the insurance industry is basically the mafia. It's a racket. It's you're paying for protection. And, you know, when something happens, they say, well, you know, maybe we'll cover it. It's like, wait a minute. What? Okay. But Geico and these insurance companies, it's like, God, people are having so much fun with their insurance company. I have USAA and it's like, you know, it's a very boring company. I think I'm missing the boat.
Yeah, everything in TV land is super fun and energetic and full of surprises, but happy surprises.
Right. Do you, Mike, do you feel sorry for billionaires?
Wait, was that a serious question?
I mean, based on your Substack. And I'm with you. I hear a lot of billionaires complaining, regardless of which side of the aisle, they can't catch a break.
Yeah, they can't catch a break. No, I listen, it's the billionaires. So I've probably in my Substack, which by the way, you can find it, I think mikemercury.substack.com.
The last
few months, or probably since last fall, I've definitely gotten a little more political than I like to be.
Okay.
And when I say that, it's because the politics has become so dominating in everything this, you know, last 6 months or whatever. I mean,
it's reality
more
TV.
Than ever.
Yeah.
It's reality TV and you cannot avoid it as much as I try to avoid it. I will go for, you know, a week maybe without watching the news at all, just to try and avoid some of the stuff because I find things, you know, upsetting in some regards and tiresome and redundant and whatever. And I don't like all the players, but I turned on the news last night, the local news. I thought the local news, that'll be safe enough. And I tuned in a little late. I tuned in just in time to see the weather report. And the guy, the weatherman, was it's severe weather awareness week this week in the state or in the country, I think. So the weatherman was describing the differences between a watch and a warning by comparing them to tacos and their readiness to eat. This is absolutely true, and I watched it. I was like, this is the stupidest thing I've ever seen on local TV. And that's, you know, that's saying something. Afterwards I went to bed. I'm like, oh my God, we're so dumb that they have to show us pictures of tacos in order to grasp the concept of what a tornado watch might be, when to go to the basement. And then I got up this morning and it still bothered me. So I went and did a search on Google. If you search taco watch, taco warning, and it turns out that there were hundreds of results from all over the country.
Wow.
Other weather station, other TV weathermen, weather people, and media outlets have been using the exact same graphic with the tacos to help people understand the differences for years. This has been going on for years. And I saw that and I was like, I found a Reddit comment, whatever. I don't know what they call the Reddit, you know, a Reddit thread, and some of the Redditors were commenting about how they had seen this taco comparison and it for the first time in their lives helped them to understand the difference between a watch and a warning. And I went, oh my God, Darwin was wrong, because these people,
wow.
Yeah, it's helping dumb people stay alive.
We have the graphic up that you used on your Substack,
yeah,
Mike.
That's it.
Yeah,
that's it right there.
It's just crazy.
Yeah. And like I said, I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but I could figure out the difference between a watch and a warning. I'm pretty sure I had that figured out by the time I was about 9.
Is that
I don't know.
Is that like one of those, it's 3 tacos, we need to get to the basement. Like, You're right. It's so insulting. Like, how stupid are we?
Oh my God.
Wow. Did they explain how they got the tacos or why they use tacos?
No. So I missed the first part of it. So perhaps there was some setup. Maybe the guy, you know, it was tongue in cheek. Hey, this is pretty funny. But after I discovered that this has been in widespread use for multiple years all over the country, I was like, oh no, this is no accident. This is a well choreographed, you know, the Department of Stupidity, whatever department that is, decided they should issue this as a way to help people not get killed in a tornado or something. I don't know. It's unbelievable.
It could also backfire and say, no, if we eat tacos, it's cool. We don't have to go to the basement because apparently if we eat tacos, yeah, then we're yeah, safe. Like, yeah. And if they think we're that yeah, stupid, that's not much of a leap to think people could actually think that. Right. Hey, you had a gig in Waukegan you wrote about too. We converted the casino or something. I thought that was really funny.
Oh yeah, it was in Waukegan. It wasn't a converted casino. It was a place that whoever owns it got a permit to build a casino, and then sued. They were sued by a Native American group in Wisconsin who also wanted to build a casino in the general vicinity. I think they wanted to put theirs in Beloit. This one was in Waukegan. So they sued them. So instead, the people in Waukegan threw up basically an inflatable tent because they wanted to get theirs open right away and start bringing in some income while they settled the lawsuit. And anyway, they've settled the lawsuit apparently, and this one in Waukegan won. And now they're going to build a real place, but it takes several years. And so anyway, it was basically in the parking lot across the street from a Walmart. It looked like a giant, you know, those big white plastic tubes that farmers store their silage in. It looked like that, just higher up in the air. And inside it was a full blown casino with people, you know, drinking and gambling and carrying on. And they came to a comedy show, and they had set up a temporary wall. Basically, it was like a vinyl wall to divide the room into a showroom, so you could hear everything happening out in the casino. Just, you know, you're telling a joke, and I was like, clang, 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 ding, 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 waitress, you know, just ridiculous stuff. And oh, I'd, you know, great. I'd be doing a joke, and I'd hear a drunk guy yelling, "Show me the money!" You know, like his only. Yeah, he's still using references from a 1995 Tom Cruise movie or whenever that was. Oh my God.
Screams comedy. We're going to do a very short break, and we'll come back with a few more minutes with Mike Mercury. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to Nightlight. I'm Peach Wabba. We are in the home stretch here with our friend Mike Mercury. Tom from New Berlin says, "Mr. Baseball, we love Japan." I don't know that movie, Tom, but we did Google it. Conrad and I discussed it, and there must be a Japan reference in there we don't get, but that's a Tom Selleck movie from Tom. And then Brian from Green Bay says, "With your bumper, I still wake up at night thinking people owe me for my paper out for the Eagle Herald and the Journal Sentinel in Marinette. I have not had a paper route for 35 years. You must be doing okay, Brian." I still have mine. yeah, we should maybe retire that bumper for a little bit, Conrad. Let's put it on pause. We'll snooze it for 30 days, as they say.
Hey, I'm just going to do the sex one.
Every
single night.
You already are. So, but Brian, I don't want Brian to have post-traumatic stress from his paper out. I totally understand where he's coming from. Folks, Mike Mercury is here, and tomorrow night on the show, we have, who do we have, Conrad? We've got Tim Schweigel, filmmaker and activist for Incentive Wisconsin, the Film Incentives Crew. Tim is very active in that. And then Rob Thomas, from Madison, will join us tomorrow night at 7:20. We got a whole Madison thing going here, Mike. There's a lot of you people. I got to have them all on the show.
And Rob Thomas knows a thing or two about movies. Yeah. I know nothing. He knows every movie. He'd probably know that Tom Selleck movie. I had not heard of that one either.
Yeah, I kind of remember it, but I kind of don't. But what are you watching anything on TV you could recommend? Are you a binge watcher, Mike?
Well, you know what? My wife and I were just talking about it because I sort of have gotten to the point where I kind of prefer the binge watching as opposed to where they drop an episode and then you have to wait a week.
Oh,
you know,
which I hate
is when we were kids, that's how everything was. You would watch one half hour, or if it was a comedy, or an hour if it was a drama, probably. Mm-hmm. Then you'd have to wait a whole week. And so I like to binge watch. That said, we just watched the recent third season of White Lotus, which you cannot binge watch. You can now.
You can now. Yeah.
It finished on Sunday.
I was waiting for that reason. I want to watch them all if I want to watch them. Yeah. So I held off. And now I kind of have heard stuff, but what was your take on the season?
So this is the benefit of not having a great memory for the detail, because season one and two, I remember them being good and enjoyable and funny and all those things, but I don't really remember enough details. So this season I'm watching three and I'm like, I think I like this one best. And it was mainly because that's what I was watching now. I think that's the only reason, because my wife and son both said they thought that the either one or two were better seasons overall. I think, and that's fairly common though, especially when you have a new series, there's a new series of something or a new movie that's good. The first time you see it, there's the novelty that is there. And by the time you see the third season or the third sequel or whatever, that novelty doesn't exist anymore. And so it's just got to be, the material has to be so strong to be compelling, to be as compelling as it was the first season or first movie. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. And I finished season two. For whatever reason, I put it off for, well over a year. And I did laugh at Jennifer Coolidge. Just the way she died after killing all those guys to protect her fortune and not give it to her husband. And then her last words in life were, "You've got this." And she tried to jump into the boat and conked her head. That's not funny, but I laugh because it's so dark and it's just so, I did not see that coming. All she had to do was stay on the boat and wait to be rescued. And she'd still have $500 million. So I love the writing on that show, but where would you rank the third season, Mike, comparatively to the other two?
I it was good to me. I think that was Jennifer Coolidge, that storyline, that was season two primarily.
Yeah
because she was in season one, but she really owned season two.
Yes.
So I think season two would be the top one. This season three, there's some great acting as always, some great writing, some terrific characters. It's super interesting.
Yeah.
But it just, maybe it doesn't feel quite as fresh as it did in season one or whatever. So
I totally get that.
I liked it a lot.
Tony, the trucker says, Mike described me to a T. If he ever becomes famous enough to need a bodyguard, I'm all in. He is. He's Ryan Gosling, Tony. Mike, this was fun. Thank you as always, buddy. Good luck. You can see Mike up at the Bay Mills Casino Friday the 10th. That's this Friday. And it's
this
up
Friday,
on Lake Superior. I actually look for it on a map. They don't really, on their website, they don't really say what town they're in. Unless it's called Bay Mills, which could be.
There's a little village, and I think the village is Bay Mills.
Okay.
And it used to be that the Google map would drive you right into the lake. So hopefully it's been updated.
Well, if there's an empty stage, we'll know what happened. Mike, knock him dead, blow the roof off the joint, and come back and see us real soon, buddy. Always fun.
Good to see you. Thanks for having me. Thanks, Conrad. Say hi to your mom.
Good night, Ryan. He didn't mean that. He meant because your mom texts the show. He wasn't trying to make a your mom joke. But you know what? I wouldn't put that past Mike. He's that kind of guy. He used to talk about my mom all the time. And we had an arm wrestle and then a leg wrestle, and we figured it out. Hey, thank you to Mike Mercury and Bob Dennis and all of you for your texts and calls. Always fun here on Nightlight, and always so fun when you guys participate. We'll be back tomorrow night with more fun on Nightlight. On behalf of the lovable producer Conrad, I'm Pete Schwabba saying goodnight, Wisconsin.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.